All good things must come to an end, and that time came on Thursday night for the Moose Jaw Miller Express. The Regina Red Sox scored a pair of runs in the bottom of the 10th inning to take a 7-6 victory over the Express in Western Canadian Baseball League action at Currie Field, snapping Moose Jaw's 7-game winning streak. The Express fell to 7-2 with the loss but remain the only team in the East Division with a winning record while also sporting the second-best mark in the WCBL, behind only West leading Okotoks at 8-2. Things started out well enough for Moose Jaw, as Austin Gurney hit a two-run home run to key a three-run first inning for the visitors. Regina got two back in the fifth, but the Millers rebounded with a pair of their own the next inning to restore the three-run lead. That set the stage for the seventh, where a three-run home run off the bat of Easton Romero tied things 5-5 and eventually set the stage for the extra inning. There, Nate Mencik knocked home Bobby Pockerney with the go-ahead run in the top of the tenth, but Romero would tie the game in the bottom of the inning and one batter later Cameron Brantley knocked home Dylan Edmonds with the game-winning run. Brian Villar gave Moose Jaw another solid start on the mound, going 4 1/3 and allowing a single run on 5 hits and striking out 4. Julian Gonzalez pitched the next 1 2/3 innings and allowed a run before Haldon Craig surrendered 3 runs on a hit while finishing off the 6th. Jake King had 2 scoreless innings of relief to send things to extras, where Regina was able to score their pair of runs off Zach Sigmund. Regina used 7 pitchers on the night, with none going more than a couple innings. The Miller Express are back in action Saturday when they host the Medicine Hat Mavericks for the first in a pair of weekend meetings. Game time is 7 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.